Correct people, una welcome to another edition of an Ogbonge Weekend Character Building Show, Reeve Ethics. My name na Kenneth George Kallio. I be strategy consultant and the person we find Port Harcourt International Food Festival. I go be on a talk person today. Before we begin, make we take message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Nyesomwike, the initiator of Reeve Ethics.
Our Better Rivers people, on a welcome come another River Ethics Weekend Talk program on Top Radio, where they help us arrange our character and make it better pass as it did before. Make we remember say, food na medicine. Any person we get respect for himself, na person we they make sure say, in they chop food as he supposed chop, and in body de kakaraka. Today Talk, join body for the October 16th celebrate on top waiting Oyibo call World Food Day. Now the day we concern all the food where everybody they chop for this world. And now for the year 1914, where United Nations Alliance, the meeting where all the country where this world be member, gather, talk, say, then go open organization where in work concern food and agriculture. Then call them Food and Agriculture Organization, will be FAO. Every year, up to 150 countries for this world, they join body do this World Food Day celebrate so that people go know say poverty and hunger did this world. This year, then call to celebrate Change the Future of Migration, Invest in Food Security and Rural Development. They mean say, if we make sure say food day yafo yafo, people no go because they won't find food, come out from their village, go big city to stay or to live there. It don't take way people don't they worry whether food go there enough for this world. The way where people they check whether food go day, don't they change with time. Now for one World Food Meeting for 1996, where they talk say, we go no say food don't dey yafo yafo. If every time everybody fit get power and money to get better food, we go help their body dey kakaraka, and everybody fit choose the kind better active life we them want. People where they get food yafo yafo no dey fear say them go die because of hunger or starvation. One government ministry where they on top agriculture matter for Obodo Yibo United States talk say, how you go know say food no dey? Now where better food no plenty and nobody sure whether the food fit still day tomorrow, or whether them fit arrange how to get the food without magomago wey fit bring problem. United Nations don't talk am tay for 1948, where them been they arrange human rights law say people get right to chop food because now they help them to enjoy the other rights where they get as human beings. For 1996, the meeting we concern itself with make food day this world yafu yafu talk say make food no become waiting people fit use to tori other people. Come use and they force them to do what they don't want to do, whether on top politics or as it take concern other money matter. But the thing where they grant, we say, it don't pass 850 million people where they suffer hungry for this way world, and the number they go up because of fight where they happen for some places. The Sustainable Development Plan, we're supposed to make sure say this way world remain and stay well, also means say hungry no supposed they anywhere again for the year 2030. This plan don't put all of us for serious high jump because every year, inside country them we no get money and the ones where they fight war, it they pass up to 2 million pikin them where they die because of hungry or because the food where them they chop no they good. While for other country where get money, now horrible disease alias obesity, they worry them. One former Obodo Yibo United States president where he name na Jimmy Carter, in summer better talk when he talk say, we no go see peace for this world. If one person out of three people we did this world get money and the other two over three people no hold shishi to develop inside our village them, or waiting Oyibo they call rural development, means say the development must stay outside the town and must make sure say people where the village join hand bring better life come their village so that them fit solve the problem where they their village and community them. This not because person when no be member of the village or community no go understand the people or their culture or their language or other things where they ground for that area. Now it make it good make the people where they the village or the community themselves follow for the work to make sure say their village or their community remain or it benefit from any kind of development where go come. The main announcement where the World Food Day celebrate won't bring out not to develop village and community them and to make sure say food day yafo yafo. This now the two things where fit help make sure say plenty people no go they come out from village go find their belle for town. As we join this celebrate, make we bring out the message wey the celebrate mean. Tell our family member them, our community people them, whether for school or for club or church, make we they ask ourselves four ogbonge question on top the food matter. We start with the letter A. Number one na available. This one means say we know whether food day where our family and our community go see chop. Number two, accessible. It is hard to find food. Number three, acceptable. The food they clean and people fit agree to chop and for our community. Number four, adequate. The food go reach everybody. Number five, if commanded for all these four questions, we don't ask ourselves so, which action we fit take and waiting we fit do? Our talk person today na Mr. Kenneth George Kallio. Him be strategy consultant and I start the celebrate way in call Port Harcourt Food Festival. In go talk on top how we fit make money if we invest to make sure say food dey yafu yafu and development go come our village and our community. Make we enjoy the program and carry any new thing where we learn better our life and the people wey dey around us. Our Gbonge Rivers people. Make we no forget say na our good character go announce us for where people gather. I pray make Papa God bless on her and on our family member them and make God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down, no, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Una, welcome back. If you just join us, this is Rivetics, and my name is Kenneth George Kallio, on our host for today. I go to talk about investing in food security and rural development, and this now in connection with the theme for the World Food Day, where we celebrate every 16th of October every year. That is why we for Port Harcourt celebrate them as the Port Harcourt International Food Festival from the 14th to the 16th of October. Now, this year, the theme for the World Food Day now change the future of migration. Invest in food security and rural development. Migration the one way people they move from one place to another because of different reasons. If it be war, if it be political instability, if it be weather wahala, maybe in a rain or flood. Now, for 2015, 244 million people now move from one place to another. You know, say hunger and poverty, they also cause this migration. You also know say hunger, they kill more people every year, pass malaria, tuberculosis and AIDS all joined together. Because of the seriousness of this hunger, now make United Nations establish what they call Food and Agriculture Organization, where they established in 1945 on the same 16th of October. That day now, they can't keep them aside, say make we use and promote awareness, make people know about hunger and make we fight against hunger. Then make we ensure say we get food boku boku, which is food security, and then nutritious diet for all. This agency now, their work now to defeat hunger by ensuring say the world gets plenty food where they good for us. Now, because of how important it is now, UN put this hunger matter for their sustainable development goal as number two, so that by the year 2030, we no go see hunger again, Sam. So as we talk now, we dey talk about food security. Wetin be this food security? Food security means say food go dey available, it go dey easy to reach, and it go dey plenty for everybody. And then it go good for us to chop, and you go get all the things where they make body well, so that we feel live correct and active life. Now make we look at these points where I just mentioned: availability, adequate access, sufficient, safe and nutritious. Now this ones now be the things we make sure say food security is there in place. If we no put all these ones in place, that means we dey suffer food insecurity. And if we dey look at, make we look at from the angle say, if we begin find solution to these things, we go help ourselves make betterment. Now as we dey do them for ourselves, make we also remember say, now all of us need to put hand on. It go help us as a society and as a state. It go also help us as individuals. We go now make some good money for ourselves and also help create better life. Make we look availability. It means say food must dey plenty. But before food go dey plenty, we need to consider the production, how we take get the food, the distribution, how we take make sure say food reach everybody. Production nine be that one, to produce the food so that it go reach everybody we want chop them. It no go reduce, we go get the one we plenty enough for us to chop. Distribution, that one, it means say from where we produce them for the farm and how we go carry and go reach where the person go chop them. All those things we follow inside, nine we dey consider. So the storing, how we go take keep them, how we go take package them, how we go take transport them, then how we go take sell them for market. All those things, nine be the things we go consider for distribution. Adequate access, which is number two for the point. It means say the particular type of food we want, we go feel reach them, we go feel afford them with the money where we get, and in the quantity where we want them. Make it not be say because we no feel afford them, we no fit chop the kind of food where we want to chop. And this one we then call access. It they depend mostly on the money or any other resources where you get, maybe land or something else where go fit help you get the food. And because we get two types of access to food, if it be direct, that one way be say now you they bring the food, so how you take them, maybe you plant food, you they produce them by yourself. Or economic, the one way be say now you they spend money, carry money where you get go buy food. Now the two types of access to food. Now number three, sufficient. As I talked before, food must plenty enough to go around for everybody. It must reach us, everybody we want chop, and the amount we don't want chop, it must dey complete, reach everybody, go round. Now that one be sufficient. Now number four, which is the one we consign the safety and nutrition of the food you want chop. Meaning the food must be good for us to chop. It must also be healthy. We no go the chop food we get plenty chemical we no good for our body, or the one we no get all the nutrients we need. Now that one they cause people to get things like kwashiorkor because the food no get all the nutrients we then need. We go take small break, come back, we talk the remaining.
Have you ever thought how to improve your state? A little help from you goes a long, long way.
We've got to work together, so come on, brother, let's help build a better state.
Just do your bit and be proud of it. Make River State a better state.
Self-help is the best way to make River State a better state.
Well, now welcome back. If you just join us, this one na Rivetics, and my name na Kenneth George Kalio. Na me be the host for today. I don't dey talk about investing in food security and rural development, and I don't talk about the key points we make up the food security. Now, how we take invest in this food, we go look what an investment mean and how it go take affect rural development. If you dey look at these things, I no go want talk about them from the angle of say this na wetin government suppose do, or this na wetin we want government to do. No. Now if we dey look at them from this angle, investment, wetin be investment? Investment fee be money part, or it fee be other things, maybe your time or your energy. So if we look at them from money part, it means say now when you put money for something so that it go give you profit, now be investment. The other one, I say when you put your energy into something, a project, and you expect them to give you benefits, nine be investment too for the other side. So if you put the two together, when you put money on and you put the other resources together for food security, now it means say you go put money and energy into food or making sure say food boku boku. Nine be investment in food security. And then that one way you put inside the money and the energy will bring back more money. So make we look at them with the connection of those things I've been mentioned before. It also means say we go get some good results. And one of those results now say we go come out hunger for our matter. It go also help our society become better place. And by extension, all those our rural areas go begin develop. Because through this investment, we go create some things, jobs and all go come. So make we look at them for the angle where I've been talked before. If we look at the key points where I've been mentioned. One, availability. Before you invest your money into this area, and all of these things where they talk, mostly na agriculture, na to farm. When you farm, you get the crops, you go sell them. All this process, now we they go through. So I look them for this angle. Availability. You go ask now, the thing where you want to do to help for this food security thing. So availability, you go ask. If you want to do, for instance, yam. The yam now where you they want farm. It day for market, it day enough. That one you go check. When you check, if it day, if you know they available or if people know they fit easily get them, then you see an opportunity. You go inside that one, you go farm yam, you fit come sell for market. As you sell and as you farm, you know they farm for only yourself. Oh. You farm your own, the one way you and your family go chop. You do the excess, you carry them, go sell, you go make you some more money for hand. You take do better thing for yourself. The same thing with the second point, access. Even if you feed farmer, some people the place where they no go feel reach that thing where you farm. So you go look as person where want invest in this business. If person no fit get fish, for example, because of where in day, you go come think, okay, how go they get this man to get fish? That means you go the area where the fish then they produce them. If in a fisherman area where they for water side, you go there, go buy the fish. When you buy them, you can't carry and come. Come where this one, where no fit go water side day, you can't sell them to them. All that one an opportunity because the man no fit get access. Then plenty when no fit get access to plenty food. So you go think of the things where people not get access to. Then you go find way. Just the way then they bring tomatoes and all those things from north. And so you go take do this one. The next one where we go look now sufficient. Now sufficient like we talked before. The thing they for market, it plenty. No be when you go now as you won't go buy and for market. You say I don't finish. The one where they bring no plenty is small. No, you go look. Which kind crop or which kind food where you know they day plenty for market. Every time you go, you say you don't finish, you know they reach everybody. You go find that kind thing. You go say, okay, you either want to be the person where they plant them, or if you know the place where they get them, you go still come go that place. Go make sure say you still bring come. Add to the ones where they already bring come. Like that now, you go get opportunity to make your own money, to grow yourself. Another one, safe and nutrition. You go find out. All the food where they bring over, they buy from market, they chop. All of them, then they safe or then good for us or our body. You go check those things. If the ones where they bring currently not rich, you're not good, then you go find the ones where good, where safe, where no carry too many chemicals, where get all the things where you need for your body, where you go feed chop. Then you go tell people, say, see you, this one where I bring, you get this one, you good for your body. That one will come be opportunity. People go take them from you, then go chop. So make we go on another break. When we come back, we round up.
Country man, stop the violence against women and girls. You know, say, inside every three women, one don't experience one form of violence or the other inside our society. Violence against women and girls is a very big crime against humanity. Remember, say, women's rights now also the rights of humans. So stop them. Stop those small attack and katakata against women and girls. Whether now from boyfriend and girlfriend or husband and wife, stop them. Even those ones where they treat women where their husband just die any and anyhow. Alias, widowhood practices. Stop them. Or even those ones where they cut women private parts in the name of tradition. Stop them. Make guys stop them. To gather rape girl, na evil. Stop them. To use wrong words against women, he no good at all. Stop all this country, man. Make we work together to bring down this katakata against women and girls by to open our voice and let everybody know say he no good. Stop them. Or report anything where you see where be katakata or any kind of violence against women to the normal authority so that they go fit deal with that person according to the law. For those who don't be victims or even survive any of these things, make you call Police Human Rights Department for 080-3677-2542 or the Medical Women's Association of Nigeria for 070-8060-1917 or Federation of Women Lawyers alias FIDA for 081-7926-1644. Stop the violence against women and girls. Now, Medical Women's Association of Nigeria, River State Branch, they bring on this message. And the Nigerian Stability and Reconciliation Program, alias NSRP, they support her.
Ona, welcome back. If you just join us, this one are Rivetics. And my name na Kenneth George Kalio. Now, me don't be the talk person for today. So, we don't talk about investing in food security and rural development. Now, all the things where we don't talk before, how you could take put your money or investment or energy into all of these areas and how if he help better ourselves. All this one as we did one. Also know say we they help ourselves to attain food security. By the time we take care of all these things one by one, it will help us ensure say food plenty, the food safe, and it good for us to chop. Now that one be food security. All those ones now go guide you to as you they try invest in these things to make sure say you help your family and you help everybody. So we go look some examples. I don't mention things like tomatoes and how you fit invest in something like tomatoes or you fit do farm for tomatoes because you get a period where tomatoes no they're available for market. If you go find them, you no go see because that period for the place where they bring and come, then get more katakata. That one can make us no fit get tomatoes for here. It can make the tomatoes no they're available for market. It can make we no fit get access to them. It can make you no day sufficient. It can't make some of the ones with them they bring no day safe and nutritious because they go down spoil by the time it can't reach it. Now all those things where I talk and so you go consider them. So if you see something like tomatoes, you get opportunity. If you begin farming for this area, that means we no go all the way to north go bring tomatoes come. That means you feed farmer here. If we get them here, people go buy them from you. You go make money. The same thing for yam. Why yam then they bring them from all these eastern areas and north? If we say we for this area no get enough people where they farm yam, we go fit reach all of us. Now make the ones we then bring from outside, where you still not even reach us. It also show you see, if you put your energy into that side, you go make money. Other people will go say now their owner to they do the transportation part. Now then go be the driver, we go they carry the load and all of that. All this one's an opportunity. This area we then call agriculture get plenty benefits. You go look them. The same thing if you look at a crop like cassava. Cassava get plenty benefits. Apart from the fact that so we fit kick and do gari or take and chop. They also help us. The people where they take do medicine, pharmaceutical people, they need some things where they come from cassava. So if you look that area, you if you say, ah, make I go farm cassava. If I get plenty, maybe your own will be your market, you go sell them. You go sell them to those people where they do all this medicine and all. The same thing for snail. Snail get all those things where people where they do manufacturing need. You fit break the shell, go sell. Or you fit come all that draw thing where they inside. All na part of way to make money, it will really help you. Once you they ensure say you produce, by the way you produce, we go get more food. By the way you produce, as we get more food, people go feel richer. Then you feel still make money from them. All that one na food security we they go towards. Make I round up by talking about if we they invest in all these things and the areas where we invest in them, how we take better our life. Now, most of these things, because of say we need space and you need cheap labor. It go better say na for areas, villages and all those places. Now we go the invest in them or now we go to them. Now when we don't do all those kind things for that side, because you don't go set up farm, another person fee come say one set up processing plant or the one we go the package them. So when they do all those ones, then go bring benefits like infrastructure. When those things don't come, roads don't come, light don't come, water don't come. That one a benefit for us for that place. The same thing go happen. If they come now, you go get employment. Meaning if somebody go set big farm for village area, he go employ the people where they live around there. to help them clear the farm or do work for the farm. That one, money don't come to people, go they earn money from there as then they pay them. Then feed, they take care of their family. Life don't better be that. Now, education. When they come to do all this farming and factory, then go train people. Meaning they don't teach people new skills. Education don't better for you. You go also need for them to keep maybe side school there so that our children or the children of people where they work, they go fit on, they go school. Now, the one way it also bring for us. Now, economic growth. Of course, when you don't bring factory like that, money don't come. As then they pay people salary, more people don't get money. Other people go fit use their money. They buy small, small things, they sell. Better life don't come. You know, go need come out for that area. Now, positive migration, which now the last one. This one means, say, instead of people to the run because of katakata and all of those things, or poverty and hunger, which is the primary one we talk, they no go need run again because betterment don't come. Money don't come. Food don't come. Then go fit now live where they want. Only when they want travel or go anywhere, then go because they want to go, no be because of, say, things they hurt them or things they pursue them. So I go round up by telling them, I say, if you look at investment in agriculture, in food, you go do better things for you. It go help you grow, it go help your family grow, and it go help our society grow. Now, very good thing for us to get into, so make we look into agriculture. On Aduwelo, I thank you.
My correct and confirmed country people, now so the program River Tales take my break today. And additional cautiously show say the program, it touch your body and make your body the paparaje. As all of us do your body together to make sure say our society na better place for everybody. You go fit download this program today on or the one we don't do before. And if you no join body for today program countryman, you can fit enter my website will be www.rivertis.com to listen and to download all the episodes of this program. Countryman, no forget say to carry this work we don't do so take give your friends. The ones waiting for school plus including people for your community. Na FOC. That one are free or for charge. Oh yes. Join body on top Live Ethics family now for Facebook and the Twitter. It is very simple. Na at Live Ethics. And you can fit call our phone numbers to take ask question as a concern what we don't talk today. Plus including the ones we don't talk before. The phone numbers now 0808-917-7707 0902-917-7706. You can fit send us email on top riveatis@gmail.com. Countryman, this program Riveatis, as I tell you, if you listen to her for 5 radio stations for inside the River State, every Saturday on top 92.3 Nigeria Info, now from 8:30 in the morning to 9 o'clock bonkwell. Then on top Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, now 9 o'clock in the morning till you reach 10 o'clock. And they will come play the program again on top the same time on Sunday. On top Redeem 93.7. Now from 2:30 in the afternoon, then they reach 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And on Sunday, they will come play the program again for the same time, I don't tell you so. Then on top Treasure 98.5 FM. Now 6:30 in the evening, then they reach 7 o'clock. Then they will come still play the program again on Sunday around 5:30 in the evening, then they reach 6 o'clock. On top Wazobia 94.1 FM on Saturday, now 5 o'clock for evening till they reach 5:30. I sure so na hear that one. Until the next week, countryman. With another person, we will talk more for this program. So, no forget to say the way they talk, not the way you they behave. So, therefore, talk well and behave well. And I wish everybody confirm and correct week ahead. I salute you.